Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you on this Getaway Friday, August the 14th, 2020. 13 minutes past the hour, and we're talking about old-time Marion. If you have any thoughts on it or anything you'd like to bring up, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And remember, I'll be with you through 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we'll be here together for a long time today, so I hope you've got a lot of memories. Now, in hour number one, we were talking about Friendly's, and we found out that Friendly's main ice cream dish was the Fribble, which was apparently a big milkshake. Does anybody remember anything else about Friendly's other than the Fribble? The Fribble? Very interesting. Let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. Are you there, caller?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Scott.
Yes.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah. Over the hump, just about.
Just about over the hump today.
Hey, Scott. I know about the Friendly ice cream, but I can't remember what else they did other than their milkshakes and so on. So they were all Friendly was outstanding with ice cream. But I want to bring another to the attention I haven't heard anybody say anything about. Now, there was a famous footlong hot dog. And that was up on North Main. And I can't I brought a mini of hot dog there, and they were famous for their footlong hot dogs. But I can't remember exactly where it was on North Main, and I believe it was where Root Beer Stand is now. I believe that's where they were at. And they were there for years, and people would come from far and near to get their foot-long hot dogs.
Now, was this the place that had the everything sauce?
Now, run it by me again.
What, was this the place that had the everything sauce to put on the hot dogs?
Now, wait a minute. Wait just a second, Scott. Your radio is too high. I can't hear you for it. Now, tell me again.
I say, was this the place that had the everything sauce they put on the hot dogs?
Well, whatever it was, I can't recall just exactly what kind of sauce or whatever. But I do know one thing, it was famous for footlong hot dogs. Now, if anybody knows any more about it than I do, I can't place where it was at. Where Stewart's Root Beer has been there for a long time, too. But I believe it was there before they were.
Interesting.
Stewart's Root Beer was built new. The hot dog stand was an old building. And then somebody else knows more about it than I do. I know there are people around it that's familiar with the footlong hot dog on North Main Street. I know who they are. And then there's another kind of famous place that goes way back. Is a grocery store there. Cardinal's grocery store.
Oh, yeah, Smith Cardinal.
Smith Cardinal's, yeah. Now, I can remember before that even started there. He started over on Fairview, I believe that was the street he was on, Little Dinky Place. His father-in-law, he originated from his father-in-law, his wife's father. He was there. Now, he was Royal Blue before he came Cardinal. Royal Blue. Smith's Royal Blue, that was his name. Bob Smith was the name. That's how he got the Smith's Cardinal. His name was Smith. And then there is another famous place. This was way back, just on the corner of, it was on North Main Street, that red light there, it was a beer joint. Now I know you can't remember that either.
No, but I
now
don't.
Now there's some people out there will be familiar with every one of these I'm telling you, but they got to be pretty old. Ned, I heard you talking about the Motel East on 309.
Oh, Courtesy Inn.
Courtesy Inn. Now that had a long history to it. I know I used to go there pretty well every Friday night, and they had live bands there. And they would have a heyday there every Friday night, I know. And so I know there are a lot of people out, older people. Now, that's been closed up a pretty good while.
Now, I do remember that. I remember the lounge, and I remember the restaurant.
Yeah, they had fairly good food there, too. The Courtesy Inn did, and so there was two or three others I wanted to mention. But now that brings some of these older people's attention, because they got to be some older people out there that remembers every one of these and can talk about it. But now the hot dog restaurant, you could just walk up to it, and they had a little counter like in the front, and you order your foot long hot dog. I don't believe you could go in. They didn't have no dining in. But it was famous for its foot-long hot dog. And I can't recall where it had a name to it other than foot-long hot dog stand. I can't remember. But, Scott, we're going way back, son, in that.
Yeah. Well, let me see what I can dig up on this and see if anybody remembers it.
Yeah, bring it up. I'm sure you'll find people that remember.
Oh.
And they're never on North Main Street, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Red Castle. Has anybody, I heard nobody bring that up.
Now, was that the Red Apple?
Huh?
Well, I know there was one called the Red Apple.
Well,
patio to
the Red Apple, now where was it located, you know?
It was down by the radio station.
Oh, okay, okay, I can tell you about that. That's on the corner of North Main, that'd be 4 South North, and Williamsport Road.
Yeah, and it got trampled by, I think, an elephant.
Yeah. It was, I don't know whether the elephant was on a train or a truck, but I think it was on a truck. And the truck ran into the Red Apple and damaged it real bad. Now, where the elephant got, I don't know where the elephant got killed or anybody got killed in the accident, but I remember that, and I think they had to tear it down on account of it was damaged too bad to redo.
Yeah, I think the elephant did the Red Apple in.
Yeah, yeah, that is going way back. That's right over in front of the radio station.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can get any memories drummed up here.
Huh?
I said, we'll see if we can get any of these memories drummed up here for people.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, is how many people can remember them and had any associate. Now, the Smith, I can remember him real well, and matter of fact, I traded with him for years and years and years and years. And one other thing, does anybody remember the Leonard Shop uptown?
Leonard Shop.
Okay. Now, what did the Learner Shop do?
What did they do? The wives is trying to repeat this to me.
They must have sold women's clothes.
It's a women's clothing store.
Oh,
last.
Okay.
It sold other kinds, too.
So I heard nobody mention that uptown.
We'll throw it out and see if we can come up with anything.
Yeah, I got a number of things, and people see if people could come up with a better answer than I've gave you.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Thank you.
I'll catch you later. Thanks for letting me talk.
No. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, there's a lot of stuff there that just came down the pike. We got the Learner's Shop. We've got, the Red Apple. We haven't talked about the Red Apple, which was up on North Main Street across from WMRN. Oh, the thing with the elephant, a whole big thing. But I tell you, as we go on this morning, I'm always, we get the big guests on this show. That's all I've got to say. You know, this week we've had Sam Donaldson, the mayor's been on, Phil Donahue in the past, Madeleine Albright, Jesse Jackson. And as many of you know, we are now under 90 days from the presidential election, and this was a big week in presidential politics because Joe Biden chose his vice presidential running mate this week, Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris. Now, next week is the virtual Democratic convention. Now, we've got to balance it out here. So who do we have this morning? We've pulled some strings. We've called 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and a good friend of ours is going to join us right now to give his thoughts on all this. And I know he's busy because he's dealing with the post office right now, and he's dealing with an election, which he's running in coming up in November with under 90 days to go. We welcome to these WWGH microphones. Warren G. Harding is what the WWGH stands for. And 100 years ago this year, Warren G. Harding was elected. And coronavirus, holy mackerel, this guy's got his plate full, but we're so kind that he's going to stop by and spend a little time with us this morning. It's my pleasure to welcome to these microphones President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump, President Trump, how are you?
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm fantastic. Everything's going great. We've got Corona on the run. We have the Kung Flu pretty much out of the country. So I'm very, very excited about that. Kids are going back to school, and college athletes are going to be playing football, because we have to listen to the athletes. We have to listen to the athletes. I've always said that. People are saying that I said shut up and play ball. I never said that. I said listen to the athletes. So we're listening, and they're going to play.
President Trump, they're not going to play. On Tuesday, the Big Ten announced they will not be playing college football.
Really? I'm just learning of this, really? This is why I listen to you, Scott, and talk to you. You bring me up on the breaking news,
Tuesday. Does that make you feel any certain way?
Well, you know, I think it's terrible. I think these guys should be playing. I think they should be running into each other and sweating on each other. And I see no way that they could possibly spread the Kung Flu to each other because, you know, guys got to play football. And they got to sweat and get in the locker room and then, you know, talk about it and then go to school and be on campus and have a great time and go to a frat party.
President Trump, the Kung Flu, now isn't it COVID-19 coronavirus?
Well, you know, Scott, honestly, there's so many names for this. There's so many names. Corona, Corona-like, COVID, COVID-17, COVID-18, COVID-19. There's so many of these things. It's hard to keep track. I have to tell you. But I like Kung Flu because it reminds me of the great 70s television show with Robert Carradine or David Carradine or whatever Carradine.
Oh, President Trump. Now, you said things were getting better. I believe we're now over 160,000 dead in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And your doctor, Dr. Fauci, I believe said yesterday things aren't going well.
But we have a new doctor who's saying things are going well. So I'm going to listen to the new doctor.
You got a new doctor in there, huh?
Right, I did. I brought him on this week. He was at my council for schools, and I think he has much better numbers. I like his numbers better than Dr. Fauci's numbers.
President Trump, let's talk about the choosing of Senator Kamala Harris as Joe Biden's...
I think it's Carmella. I think you're saying it wrong. It's Carmella.
No, Carmella. I don't think that's right, but let's call her Senator Harris for the moment.
She is the vice presidential running mate of Joe Biden, and apparently your vice president, Mike Pence, is a little apprehensive to debate her in August, or October, excuse me.
Mike is apprehensive about a glass of milk. I mean, you know, he's not the most get-out-there-and-fight kind of guy, but it's okay, because we have a plan to take Carmella apart. You know, I think, as you know, she was not born in this country.
No, President Trump, no, she was. No.
Okay, Scott, where was she born?
I believe she was born in Oakland, California.
Have you been to Oakland? It's like another country. So I think that counts. And also, she's a phony. She's a phony baloney. And, you know, that alone should disqualify her. And she's a liar. She lied about lying, which is really the worst kind of lying, you know. And she's lied about big things. She's lied about little things. She's lied about medium-sized things. And she's lied about things. And I think lying about things is, you know, a true disqualifier. And she's a fibber. And she bends the truth. And she's misleading. And she makes things up. Let's not forget about that. She's a disaster. It's sad. It's really, really sad. And I don't know if you know this, but she wants to defund the police, which is terrible. And she was the one who got the TV show Cops canceled and the TV show Live PD canceled. And I think it's called Cancel Culture. And she also wants to get rid of the kids show Paw Patrol. She wants that defunded. She wants Paw Patrol. Yeah, can you believe it? She doesn't like puppies. She doesn't like puppies. Who doesn't like puppies? And it's not just puppies, it's dogs, too, because she wants to get rid of McGruff, the crime dog.
Oh, no.
She wants to get rid of McGruff. And I've met McGruff at quite a few events, and it turns out that's not really a dog. That's a guy in a dog suit. But a lot of people think it's a dog. It's not a dog. It's a guy in a dog suit.
I did not realize all that, President Trump.
Oh, there's so much about her. It's really unbelievable. You know, she's against fracking. Did you know about this?
Fracking, yes. I did know about it.
She's against fracking. I mean, who doesn't like fracking, okay? She won't take fracking money. It's a fracking disgrace, I have to say.
She's against petroleum.
She's against petroleum. She's against petroleum jelly. I mean, everyone loves jelly. I think as Americans, we can all agree on jelly. She hates jelly. And, you know, she's a jelly-hating liberal. I have so many wonderful memories with jelly. I know you do. I mean, peanut butter and jelly. I hear she hates Lunchables, too. That's just terrible. It's really, really... And she's mean. She's mean. She's very, very mean. She was very mean to Brett Kavanaugh, who is now one of the Supremes. I'll never forget that she was mean to Justice Kavanaugh. He's a nice guy. I mean, a little pudgy in the middle, you know, like the Pillsbury Doughboy, but a very, very nice guy. And I have to tell you, there's no place for mean people in the government. And for that reason, she's a horrible, rotten, terrible, nasty person. For her meanness. She should be nice like me. I'm a very, very nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
You know, President Trump, I almost hate, and I've got to ask this with the Ohio connection, and I almost am grabbing the table as I say it, but next week at the first ever Democratic virtual convention, one of the speakers, unheard of, will be former two-term Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich.
Oh, Kasich. Oh, my God. That guy doesn't even know what he is. First of all, he has the worst haircuts I've ever seen. Where'd you go? Supercuts? Sports cuts? I mean, what does he do? Does he have a flowbee? I mean, what is he doing to his hair? You know, I love thick hair. That's why I want higher water pressure coming out. The liberals have ruined water in this country. I have to flush 10 times to finish up. Do you believe this? 10, 15 times. I can't even, but I have a choice now. You can one or two. And they both are horrible. Neither one of them work, I have to tell you.
Does it give you any kind of pause that somebody from your own party will be speaking at the Democratic convention?
Well, I, there's a lot of never Trumpers. There's a lot of never Trump. There are people in this country who want to bring the country together. I think that's terrible. You're on one side, I'm on another side. Let's stay divided. People who want to bring people together, I'm very suspect of.
Well, I know you will be watching next Wednesday night, because here is the lineup. at the virtual Democratic convention. Now, this is the night before Joe Biden will accept the nomination.
By the way, is this a Zoom call? Is this whole thing a Zoom call? Because if it is, it's very sad.
I don't know yet. But here's the lineup next Wednesday night. When Senator Kamala Harris accepts the nomination as vice president, the two speakers who will precede her that night are Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton.
Who'd you say the second one was?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, boy. Wow. So sad. So sad. Two terrible, terrible women. Two terrible women. You know, do you remember Hillary's campaign slogan? Do you remember that?
Stronger together.
I'm with her. I'm with her.
Well, I'm with her,
listen,
yes.
No one was with her. No one. Even Bill was not with her because I got with Bill. I know. Believe me.
Are you going to be tuned in? Three of your favorite people that night, Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris.
I won't watch 1 second of that, but the following day I'll know everything about it in detail. It's kind of amazing how that happens.
What do you make of a virtual convention? Will the Republican convention be virtual?
Well, I think, you know, unfortunately we have a lot of older, you know, we have some of the senators are, you know, 80, 90, 100 years old, and they're like, I don't want to go to Jacksonville. These guys are such lightweights. It's so sad. I'm like, you know, come on, Grassley. Come on, get on top of it. You know, you're only like 90 years old. He's in good health. I don't know these people. They crack me up. But we're going to, you know, portions will be live. Portions will be taped. Portions will be, you know, virtual, but our virtual stuff is far better and superior to the Democratic virtual stuff. They're probably going to be, like, delayed. It'll probably be fuzzy. You know, Biden will freeze with his hands in the air. That won't happen with ours. Believe me. Our broadband is much more broad and much more, what do they call that, robust than theirs.
President Trump, I've got to get your comment on this because this is very big for us here in Ohio, that the first presidential debate between you and Joe Biden will now take place in Cleveland, Ohio on September 29th.
Great state, Cleveland.
State? City?
I'm going to make it a state. A lot of people don't know that. That was going to be the surprise I was going to do that night. But, you know, for now it's a city, but it's going to be a state very soon.
Are you looking forward to debating Joe Biden?
I am going to run rings around Sleepy Joe, and I think, I'm not sure if I mentioned it on this show, you know, but a lot of people don't know this. Joe is 78 years old. 78. What comes after 78? 100. That's old. That's very, very old. He's 100 years old, and a lot of people don't know this. But he's so old, they discontinued his blood type. They're not making his blood anymore. They're not making it. So if he gets, you know, if he gets injured or gets a cut or something, they have nothing to replace it with, and he'll just shrivel up. Now me, you know, because of my MIT blood, because of my uncle John Trump, who went to MIT University, they keep my blood, my MIT blood, in a vault in the basement at MIT because I've got a big brain and I'm a stable genius. So that makes it, you know, they're going to always have my blood because I plan on living forever, just like that song Fame.
President Trump, there have been rumors this week, and you yesterday, during a press conference, maybe you can explain this. I think this is the first interview you've done since then. There has been a lot of question about the defunding of the post office, the United States Post Office, because we're going to be voting. A lot of people will be voting and registering by mail.
Right.
During the press conference yesterday, you seemed to say that, yes, you did defund the post office. And yes, it is because of voting. Now,
absolutely. You know, only smart people should vote. Only smart people. And, you know, just to have normal, regular Americans vote, you know, the Founding Fathers never wanted that. They never wanted that. So I feel it's incumbent upon me to restrict the vote as much as possible. You know, in Pennsylvania, I'm suing every single county. There's 67 counties. I'm suing each one individually. That way, it'll bankrupt those counties, and they can't possibly get the ballots out in time. And I think that's important because you only want smart people voting, people like me who have a big brain.
The Founding Fathers wanted that.
Oh, absolutely. They were very wealthy guys. very wealthy guys. That's why they didn't give the vote to women, because women, you know, they're very temperamental. You know, one day they'll vote one way, another day they'll vote another way. You know, that's what I would like to see, is women losing the vote, because I think that would be the best thing we could do, is kind of really bring it down. And if you're a property owner, kind of the way it was originally, they ruined it. They ruined it, you know, throughout the years in this country. I think we should go back to the way it was, because I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a strict constitutionalist. And by the way, a lot of people don't know this, but the post office is run by Antifa. So I don't think we want them involved in anything, because, you know, they're all over the country and they're ruining everything. And, you know, I don't think it's any coincidence that Antifa's all over the country and the post office is all over the country. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see the connection?
President Trump, I have one more question for you here, because the election is very close.
Is it 84 days?
I believe so. We're November the
3rd. 84 days. Can you believe this? It's absolutely incredible. I have a lot of work to do.
Well, this is what I want to bring to your attention, and I hate to do this, but all the polls, every single poll, even the Fox News polls, have you way behind Joe Biden. And on Monday, Professor Alan Lichtman appeared on this program. Professor Lichtman has predicted every presidential election correctly since 1984. Predicted you would win in 2016 when nobody thought you would, and Monday he predicted that Joe Biden will be our next president.
Well, but you're forgetting. I've got some great Republican governors who are going to suppress the vote in their states. I'm suing all those individual counties in Pennsylvania. I'm suing some other states, too. So we're going to suppress the vote as much as humanly possible, and I think I'm going to win. I think I'm going to win by a Trump slide, I have to tell you, it's going to be great. And a lot of people, and by the way, and I think you know this, because you're a smart guy. There's a lot of secret Trumpers. There's a lot of people telling pollsters they're voting for Sloppy Joe, but they're actually voting for me. And that number's in the millions. You know, there's 340 million people in this country. Did you know that? I just learned that this week. And I think a lot of those people are secret Trumpers, and we're going to win. It's going to be incredible, and it's going to be 4 more years. And then I am going to be president for life. President for life, and I think everyone's going to be happy about that, because she is president for life, Putin's president for life, Erdogan's president for life, Kim Jong-un is president for life, and I think I should be president for life. You know, even Chuck Schumer came up to me the other day and said, I hope you get life, and even Chuck gets it,
I don't know if that's what he meant, President Trump.
You sure? Because he had a big smile on his face, you know, like a big Cheshire Cat smile.
I bet he did. President Trump, aren't all those people you just named who are president for life, the majority of those people, dictators?
What's wrong with dictators? They get things done. You see the dam they're building in China? Do you see that? You know, I could never get that done. I want new roads. I want all that stuff. I think the most important thing is to get rid of the Democrats, have a single-party system, the Trump system. We'll be able to get a lot more things done. We'll be able to push through a lot of legislation that I want to get through. I think it'll be really, really incredible, and I think people are going to be, you'll be so happy. You'll be so happy. And then, when it's time, I'll turn it over to Ivana, and it'll just go on forever. It'll just be Trump after Trump.
You know, there has been some question, if you do lose on November 3rd, will you leave on
January? No, I'm not going anywhere. We just rehabbed the house. So I put a lot of money into this place, and I'm not leaving. And by the way, we just finished a $25 million tennis pavilion for Melania. I don't think it's fair that we have to give it up in 6 months. That's not fair. That's not fair to Melania. I mean, she's never here, and I haven't seen her in 2 years. But honestly, I don't think that's fair that she should lose out on that $25 million pavilion. And we're ripping up the Rose Garden and putting a parking lot. So I think, you know, I think everyone should let me just do what I need to do.
Well, President Trump, as I always say, you know, we've had a long relationship dating back to 2015
I know. Can you believe it? It's been this long that I've been able to call in and talk to the entire state of Cleveland. I think it's amazing.
I know. It's a big coup for you and a big coup for us. And I know you dislike the media, so I certainly appreciate it.
Fake news. Terrible people. Well, especially that Axios interview. I had great charts. In fact, I have the charts. I have the charts right here. It's a great interview. I keep those charts close by.
Do you? That's good to know, President.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Did you see on the one chart we're doing very, very well? Very, very well. We're last, but that makes us first.
Well, like I say, President Trump, I know you dislike the media, but to get up and call in when you have and have done for the last 6.5 years, I really can't thank you enough for doing that.
It's my pleasure, Scott. I just want to let people know that everything is going great. It's only going to get better, and I'll see you at the polls. Don't mail in your vote because it's never going to get there. Just go to the polls, wear a mask, and vote.
And thank you, President Trump, for your time this morning. And we certainly must mention that actually since 2015, the man portraying President Trump on this program, John D. Domenico, who has went on to The View and won awards and has appeared in series.
Fox News.
You've been everywhere, John.
I've been everywhere.
John, what? It's the best Trump impression I've ever heard. It's tremendous. How have the last 4 or 5 years been for you?
They've been very, very busy. That I can tell you, because this is the second call in this morning.
Well,
it's been great. It's been a real boon for me, and my videos on YouTube recently I've started getting like 200, 300, 400,000 views, and things are even, I guess because of the run-up to the election, things are really starting to take off, and people are looking for a little more humor during these very, surreal and stressful times.
Well, I always like to mention, and I'm going to let you go because I know you're very busy and out there on the West Coast, but on election night 2016, you called in before the first vote was reported on our election coverage, and you predicted that Trump would win, and of course he did. Now, it's not election night, but do you have any feelings so far on who's going to win this?
You know, what's interesting was because in 2016, I had been crisscrossing the country for a year and a half and being in front of audiences from 500 to 5,000, almost on a, every other day basis, performing and doing news stories and, shooting videos and TV appearances, and I could really gauge it. It's much harder to gauge it, obviously, during the pandemic, but I do think it's going to be closer than what we're seeing. Obviously, there's a very hardcore group of people who are, who are really, really for him, and they're very motivated. And as I said back then, there was an enthusiasm gap. I think the enthusiasm gap has closed a tiny bit. There's more enthusiasm for Joe. There's a real spike with Kamala Harris now. There's real enthusiasm for her and what she means, as the profile of the American population has changed in the last, 50, 100 years. So there's a lot of things that are coming back up. But I think this is going to be a tooth and nail fight. And that's why I think Trump's pulling out all the stops at this point.
John, if you had to pick somebody today, if you had a gun to your head, who would you say would win the election?
I would say Trump is going to win, but it'll be by margins. And it'll be like in Florida with Bush and Gore. There's going to be, I think some things are going to be contested. But I think he's going to eke it out in the end.
Very interesting. John, thank you so much for coming on, as always.
Always, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
John D. Domenico. And he has been on since, really. It was interesting, the story behind John, when Donald Trump, then candidate Trump, was participating in the Republican primaries back in 2015. Everybody did think it was a joke then. They ran that big article, I believe it was in the New York Post, with Trump with a clown face. And he was, the debates were funny back then. He was saying things that you never heard in a presidential debate. So we went out looking for somebody to impersonate Donald Trump who we could have on the program to talk about these debates. And we found John, who at that time, there wasn't a whole lot of call for a Donald Trump impersonator, but John was so good. And we brought him on, and he called into my show, and he would call into Charlie's show. And it was interesting, because even though at the end we always said who it was, and of course that it wasn't Donald Trump, people thought it was. If you tuned in mid speech, a lot of people thought it was Donald Trump. That's how good he is and was. And he's continued to come on for now five and a half years, because I think he started coming on in June of 2015, during the primaries. So he gets up, by the way, at 6:15 when he called in, because he's out in Los Angeles, and his work has exploded, and you've seen him on The View and Fox News, and he's really made the rounds, and he should, because he's a very talented guy when it comes to that. And I hope you understand the fun that we're having with that. John and I never talk about what we're going to talk about. I just say, can you call in and do Trump? And he says yes, and away we go. Now, we do have about 14 minutes left in this hour before we break at 10 o'clock here. Now, we have been talking a lot about Old Marion this morning before we went to the call with John there. And the interesting stories or the interesting things that have been brought up this morning. The old hot dog stand on North Main Street. Had a call this morning about the hot dog stand on North Main Street where they served, I believe it was the everything sauce. Now this would have been the area of Stewart's Root Beer and down there by what was Busy Bee's flower shop. I'm not even sure if that's still in business over there now, but in that particular area, we believe, was the old hot dog stand that served the everything hot dogs, or everything sauce on the hot dogs. Does anybody remember that place or have any reminiscences of it? 740-383-9944, and then right before John called in, we brought up the old Red Apple restaurant on North Main Street, which was across the street from WMRN, and that has a very interesting history because a lot of people used to eat there, and it was trampled by an elephant. Sounds like a joke, but that's what happened. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you're talking about the Marion hot dog stand.
Yes, the hot dog stand.
Yeah, that started across there. It was across there on the corner of whatever that street is, across from Wyandotte, and that's where that flower shop and stuff used to be.
Now, was the hot dog stand on the property where the...
Yeah, it was out. It's out on the front, right on the front of the property. It was green, and it had double screen, like windows you walked up and got your orders, like, you know, they do now. They take one window and do a pickup on the next window.
Ah, interesting.
It was like a turquoise collar, and it set out. It just a regular little like building set out there, and they had the hot dog. We call it the Marion Hot Dog Stand. It was right across from Wyandotte Snack Foods.
Now, why was the everything sauce so good?
That I don't really know. I guess maybe whatever they had in it, but I know the hot dogs was good. But I'm usually less sauce guy than most people are.
So, essentially, it was just hot dogs. You couldn't go there, like the root beer stand, and get a hamburger or anything like that.
No, it was mainly the hot dog stand is what it was, and the drink. But and then they had the parking, like the lot there. The parking was around the sides and in the back, but it sat right out towards the front. And it probably had a car distance in the front where you stood and ordered and everything.
No, so it wasn't like a car hop situation like Stewart's?
No. That's like Humpty Dumpty them used to be. They had the car hops and everything like that up there, too.
Now, were all these places opened at the same time on North Main? Was Humpty Dumpty and Red Apple and Hot Dog Stand and Stewart's all open during the same period?
Yeah, I would say they're pretty close to all, because like I said, when he said something about it, he thought it was before Stewart's, but no, they was all in there together.
All in there together. Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate the information.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. Now, that is the hot dog stand that once resided on North Main Street. The everything sauce was their big seller, and I do have the recipe for the everything sauce. Charlie gave it to me, and he got it from one of the family members who owned the hot dog stand. I can't remember what family owned it, but somehow Charlie got the recipe from them, and then he made it here, so I know what's in the everything sauce, but that was a well-guarded secret, I guess, for many, many years. So does anybody have any reminiscences of the hot dog stand on North Main Street, or the Red Apple, this is the first time this week we've talked about the Red Apple. And again, the Red Apple was a restaurant, and I think people lived above the Red Apple as well. My understanding, there were apartments above the Red Apple. But one day, I don't remember if it was a train, there are train tracks right there, would have been behind the Red Apple, and Red Apple was on North Main, so there are a set of tracks right there, that it was a circus train that was coming by, and an elephant got loose, and somehow why it went for the red apple and nothing else there, I really don't understand, but somehow it went into the red apple. Now, earlier on, we had a conversation that maybe it was a truck carrying an elephant that went into the red apple and smashed it beyond repair. But I don't know if that's true or not. It seemed to me the story was a circus train. Does anybody remember anything? Now, this probably would have been the 50s or 60s, about the Red Apple Restaurant on North Main Street down by WMRN and an elephant putting an end to the red apple by getting loose from either a truck or a train. Does anybody remember anything about that? Or what did the red apple serve? What kind of food were they serving in the red apple? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, also earlier on, we had a call in about Learners, which apparently was a female clothing shop in downtown Marion. Kind of like, I guess, the Holly Shop, which we talked about earlier this week. And Parrish's Ice Cream was brought up this morning, which apparently was on the other side of Main Street, kind of the center of Main Street. Talked about the Isley Shop this morning and their skyscraper cones, Friendly's and their Fribbles, I guess, which were the milkshakes at Friendly's. And I'm not sure if there are any Friendly's still open in Ohio. It seems like not too long ago I was going somewhere and there was a Friendly's open. I did not stop there, but I do remember hearing something about that. And then the stories we've heard in recent days, Virgil Dye, the one-time manager of the Harding Hotel, who allegedly, or I guess it's not allegedly, jumped out the window of the Harding Hotel to his death, unfortunately. Does anybody remember anything about that? Oh, I think we're getting a call here. Let's see. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Morning again, Seth.
Good morning.
Yeah, you was talking about all the village shops around town.
Yeah.
Well, you're forgetting one that has been here for 25 years, and the only one that Marion has had that did the bacon right here, and that's Andrews.
Andrews?
Yeah.
Yep.
And they had that big balloon about seconds to open it up, and I've never heard another word about it since they opened up. And I've been by there a couple times and never seen anybody in there.
Now, where is this?
Duncan's.
Oh, Duncan.
Yeah.
Now, I pass by Duncan pretty well every day. They seem to be doing okay. They're not doing as great as they were in the beginning, but they seem to be doing okay.
Well, I've never heard any more about it, but about good homemade donuts. And
Andrews
is a place
I think a lot of
as
people.
As far as I'm concerned.
A local shop, and everybody likes to support local.
Right. And now you have that Kroger's where you work.
Right.
And places you have Krispy Kreme. Of course, their box is just good.
Yeah.
They are good.
Yeah, a lot of people like the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, I get them every now and then when I go out there. But I stop by the Andrews, and you can always get it fresh. So, he's been here like 25 years.
Well, I'm sure
he'll be here a lot of places.
I'm sure he appreciates the vote of confidence.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on donut? Now, we were talking about donuts earlier on. Now, we were talking about the old, oh, now I've forgotten the name of it. Gee whiz. How did that happen? The Huddle donut shop. Dixie Cream. Dixie Cream Donuts. We're talking about Dixie Cream Donuts, which was on Main Street at one point. Now the Dirty Dog Dog Salon is where the donut shop was. Does anybody remember the Huddle's Donut Shop on Main Street? Also talking about Dorothy. Dorothy, who ran Fair Park Sundries for so many years over in the Fair Park region. Now, Fair Park Sundries is where the computer corner is now. It was right there on the end, and nobody can remember if it was a pharmacy or not. Now, somebody told me it was primarily a pharmacy. I don't remember it being a pharmacy. I do remember Dorothy being there constantly, but I don't think Dorothy was a pharmacist. And somebody earlier on called in and said Dorothy had purple hands. Now, we don't know why Dorothy would have had purple hands But apparently this was somebody who went in there quite a bit to buy comic books and candy and the type of things that she sold. But does anybody remember Dorothy, who ran Fair Park Sundries, or what became of her? I'm sure she's no longer with us. But she was a fixture over in the Fair Park area, I think from about the time Fair Park was built until she closed up in the early 1990s. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Memories of the Dixie Cream Donut Shop or the Red Apple Restaurant on North Main Street, or the elephant that put the Red Apple out of business, or anything to do with Fair Park Sundries and Dorothy, or the Isley family, which has a great history here in Marion. We talked earlier in the week about the idea that when you went into the Isley shop, you would get a Klondike. And if the Klondike had a pink center, it would mean that you got another Klondike for free. So that's not a bad deal as far as all that goes. Does anybody remember those days? Or the skyscraper cone. We heard earlier on this week about the skyscraper cone at Isley's, which was apparently just a big cone. It was hard ice cream, and people seemed to like that. Now, we were talking about Virgil Dye at the Harding Hotel. We got that story about him jumping out of the window to his death, unfortunately. And then the story of Johnny Long, former police chief here in Marion, who apparently was a very nice man, and unfortunately committed suicide at his desk in the police station. Now, apparently there's some, I don't know if it's myth, legend, I don't know, that it wasn't a suicide. Why did he commit suicide? We really don't know. Does anybody know anything about the Johnny Long situation many, many years ago at the Marion police station and all the folderol that followed that? Because he was the police chief. And then the other shot we had this week, which was Gracie's Place, which apparently was out on Route 98, and we learned, and I'd never heard that story, but apparently that was, how do you say it? It was a place of ill repute here in Marion, Gracie's Place out on Route 98. Now, and I don't, because I know, I'm sure that his family is still around. He's no longer around. But there's some connection when the caller called in and they did not want to make the connection between Sheriff Obenauer, and who would have been sheriff, I guess, during this era when Gracie's Place was out there, and Gracie's Place. Now, the connection, I think, that was trying to be made was that obviously he was sheriff and just turned a blind eye to it and maybe was taking money for it. Now, I'm not saying that that's what happened. I wasn't there, and I don't know the situation, but does anybody know anything about those? Those are kind of your crime mysteries here in Marion. Those are the big four. You've got the elephant knocking over the Red Apple Restaurant. Why didn't they rebuild? Didn't they have insurance? We've got Gracie's Place out on 98, and what was the relationship between Gracie's Place and Sheriff Obenauer? We've got Virgil Dye committing suicide by jumping from a window at the Harding Hotel right down here on Center Street, just a little ways from where we are, less than a mile. And then, of course, former police chief Johnny Long committing suicide in the police station here in Marion. So there you go. 740-383-9944, or any of the good memories, the Dixie Cream Donut Shop, the Friendlies, the Isley Shop, any of those things you would like to talk about. Now, I'll be on the air through 1 o'clock today, so stay tuned to this station. When we come back from the 10 o'clock break, we are going to have 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, with us, which is always a thrill. She'll be with us to discuss all things going on, Joe Biden's vice presidential pick, any more news on the chain shortage, comments made by President Trump about the pick of Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren speaking at the virtual convention. How will a virtual convention go on next week? We'll talk to Mary Ellen about that right around the corner. Stay tuned. Obits, news and weather, and we'll be back.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening, to invest